8:36 now in the morning show in Cedar Rapids. Latest temperature is, let me make sure I update this again real quick. I'll make sure I give you the latest, right? 30 equals 22 when you factor in the wind chill. So it's 30 feels like 22 with the wind chill in Cedar Rapids. 34 in Iowa City here on News Radio 600 WMT. Joined on the Newsmaker line by Jo Ellen Johnson. She and Joe Bader, they worked for the Cedar Rapids Community School District for more than 40 years. She did, at least, for 40 years in the elementary libraries and tech and communications departments. And it was really interesting. I got a release from Jenna Zark with Cassia Life. And the way that she went through this and described it, I knew that I had to talk to you at this point because, Joe, one thing that's really neat is seeing people who say, you know what, I know that life is the way that it has been, but things can change. And you said, you know what, the pandemic changed your lives because you couldn't volunteer anymore. It was difficult. You have no children, no parents, and there wasn't a whole lot of social life that was out there. And so you decided you wanted to make a change, so you moved over to the Villas at Stony Point Independent Living. And it sounds like there are quite a few people who have made that choice. Part of it was because of the socialization aspect. It's very important to you, isn't it?
That's true. That's true. I am not really a very social person myself. I could be perfectly happy sitting in a recliner reading a book or taking a nap, but I know that's not good for me. So yeah. Getting out of the house and being kind of encouraged rather than forced to be active and to be social was important to me.
Yeah, and it's interesting because so much of the isolation for people during the pandemic, it doesn't matter what age that we were, it had somewhat of a negative effect on so many people. And you said, okay, I have an opportunity to make a change. Why did you choose going to live in an assisted or an independent living community like this when you had so many other options to do?
Kind of a short background. My folks and Joe's folks both came from that generation that was bound and determined to live and die in their house.
Yeah.
You had to pry them out with a crowbar. Mm-hmm. And when the time came, literally that's what happened. They pried them out with a crowbar and took them to a care center or a nursing home, and then they just decided they were going to shrivel up and die there.
Yeah.
And we looked at that and said, no, there's more to life than that. And we had other friends who did go to an assisted living kind of place, but too late in life.
Right.
Unfortunately, the one I'm thinking about developed Alzheimer's shortly after she got there, and she never really did get to enjoy it. So we looked at each other and said, let's do it while we can still enjoy it. Let's do it while we still have the energy and the the fortitude,
right,
to clean out the house and do all of the work that's involved in getting rid of a big house. And
yeah. Joe, it sounds so interesting because, again, you said, okay, this is a very proactive thing that you've done, and you said, okay, we need to be able to do this because you can step into this community at Villas at Stony Point Independent Living, and you can choose to do what you want on your terms. You can draw people into your circle as you need them, and you can withdraw yourself from the circle as easily. How important was that to you?
Oh, that's very important to me, and to Joe as well. Mm-hmm. We only have about 23, 24 people there yet. Mm-hmm. It's a big villa. It will have 100 apartments in it when they're all filled. Right. Yeah. Now we have about 19 or 20 of them that are filled. But the people in those apartments are very interactive, very friendly. We've become one big kind of happy family. Mm-hmm. Some are more active than others. Some we don't see for quite a while, but we all have the option to see each other at breakfast.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Hy-Vee coffee clutch,
I know exactly what you're talking about with something like that. That is so cool. Jo Ellen Johnson joining us here on the morning show. We're talking because it was sent a news release, and they were talking about the way that some seniors have changed their lifestyle. They said, okay, we've been locked down because of the pandemic. It's time to start living the way that I want to live rather than the way that I have to live. And in this case, Joe and Joe, they decided to move from their large home into Villas at Stony Point Independent Living. You've got a lot of options there. That's one of the neat things about it is that you have all these amenities as well. What are the maybe the top two amenities you enjoy utilizing at Villas at Stony Point?
I don't know if I could limit it to two. It's a fantastic place. The thing that drew us there in the first place is that it's brand new. Mm-hmm. When we moved in May, we were the third people in.
Okay.
And the building wasn't quite finished yet. What drew us was the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
We like to swim.
Yeah.
They have a workout room. They have a little pub area with a pool table. Mm-hmm. They have a place to play cards, a place to watch movies. I can't begin to name all of the things that drew us there and that keep us there, but we absolutely love it.
That's pretty cool. Do you get the opportunity to, for some people, do you get the opportunity to volunteer anymore? I mean, for me, I'm thinking you worked so long as volunteering in the Cedar Rapids Community School District. I mean, I can see in my mind maybe people's grandchildren coming over and you get to spend a little time with them and you don't. It's like it's being that bad grandpa. You can sugar them up and send them back to their real grandparents.
Yeah, I love that. The school district is beginning to open up a little bit, so we're getting more back into the volunteering. I work out of the Educational Services Center or the
ESC,
new Leadership Center.
Over at Ellis and Edgewood know exactly where you're talking about. This,
I volunteer there. Joe is volunteering currently at Erskine as a media secretary,
mm-hmm.
and will be for a couple of months while the secretary's off on leave. So we're still trying to stay active.
Yeah, it's so cool because you've got the life where you are that you need. Because here's the thing is that you can progress down this road as you need to. You set yourself up really perfectly because as the need increases, then you're going to be able to walk down that path and still have all those things around you that you need in order to continue to make your life that fulfilling. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for joining me here on The Morning Show. I really appreciate it. And what a wonderful story. Thanks for sharing it with us, okay?
You bet, and thanks for talking to me.
All right, take care. That is, a really wonderful story because when you think about it, being able to recognize, you know what, something's missing, and here's what I need to do it, and it's that trade-off, right? Because, I've got the home, I like to have my own place, but at the same time, you're moving to a place that has all these amenities, so you're trading one thing for another.